466. You take that times the 0.02, and then you take that times the years of service. So let's say it's 25 years of service. That's 1,733. So let's say you started when you're 25 and you worked for 25. There's 50. You're 50 years old. Am I doing that right? So you still have to work a couple more years. But you'd be bringing in $1,700-$1,800 bucks a month at 20 bucks an hour now. Okay. Whereas if you took, you say it's roughly a penalty of 6%. It's all, again, it's all formula, I understand that, but let's say it averages out to 6 to 8% penalty.
Would it not help the county offset the cost if these people do retire, they're making this higher pay, and then you hire somebody in at a lower pay? Is that not going to help offset?
So, for the record, microphone, it's all right. What was said was the higher paid employees, when they retire, shouldn't that offset some of the cost because we're not having to pay those higher wages? In theory, yes. It never fails. Those wages get dispersed to others, or somebody comes right back. Well, so-and-so was getting paid this. How come I can't get paid that? Well, so-and-so was with us for 30 years. You've only been with us for 7.
GCR is guilty of that. I do not think that Road and Bridge, and I don't know so much on the sheriff. I think they have their tiers there that they have to qualify to change. But GCR is guilty of exactly what Mr. Williams said.
So those are things we have to take in consideration. Now, we can't penalize